Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
What are we listening to here, Lucky? What is this? What do we got here?
That's the AM Metallica, right?
So Morning Metallica.
Yeah, right. Morning Metallica.
All right.
So it's from this Metallica album. It's like covers of Metallica, and it's Alessia Cara and The Warning. It's dropped in 2021.
It's interesting to hear like a pretty female voice on this. This song that was supposed to, you know,
exactly,
I like it.
Right?
You big Metallica guy?
Oh my God. Cliff Burton Metallica, right? For first couple of Metallica albums.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Ride the Lightning.
Yeah.
Kill 'em All.
Yeah. Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
Or no, I don't know. Not Enter Sandman. No. Is it Ride the Lightning, Kill 'em All, and Master?
Yeah. Master,
Master
Puppets.
Master Puppets is one of my favorite albums of all
Justice
time.
Justice for All.
Yeah. I forget when Cliff passed away, right? When he died in that freak bus airplane accident.
So I've been told that so I are you a Stranger Things guy?
Negative.
No, none of them. Have you watched any of them?
I watched the first season, and I don't deal with that underworld nonsense.
You're not,
man. I'm La Raza, so like I believe in that stuff.
You believe it's a little too real for you, huh?
Dude, I'm 100% believe in the underworld or the neither world or whatever it is.
Kukui,
the upside down.
The upside down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
My mom still touches babies, like to prevent the to prevent the kids from getting sick. You don't want to give them the ojos.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Steven know about that, man. During pandemic, man, it was 2021.
Yeah.
Back at my mom's house in Grapevine, and like we're at a store, and like we're masked up in the stores, all this nonsense. And she's touching babies, and I'm like, bro, you can't do that. Like, you might give them the kukui, you might give them the ojos, right?
Yeah. Okay, so that's too real for you, because I was told that, so I'm on the flip side of you on this. It's funny how we all have our different sensibilities about shows and everything. And Steven, like, he's a huge, like, he loves Succession, you know, and Billions, and mm-hmm. these shows of like high finance
drama,
intrigue
yeah.
and stuff. And I gave Succession like one episode.
Oh, no, you got to give it more.
Well,
it's bizarro.
I hate every character. And I know that's part of it. Like, that's part of the charm. Like, you hate them and you want to see what's going to happen to them. And that's a hard one for me. But on the flip side, I love escapism. Like, I love the Harry Potter world. I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was like a great show to me.
It was a great show.
Oh God, it was a brilliant show. And so I like the and Stranger Things also takes place in a time when I was the same age as those kids,
yeah.
you know, when the mid-80s, mm-hmm. you know. And they do such a great job of capturing what, to me, like what I remember life being like at that time, was completely unsupervised on your bike.
Right.
Parents, what were our parents doing? They had no idea where we were. They didn't care as long as we weren't in the house. They, like, that
Basically,
was it.
Right.
We, and, you know, we could have gone out and solved crimes or gotten ourselves
right.
killed trying, and they wouldn't have even known, you
right.
know? But so I like that. But I was told. So I'm only two episodes into mm-hmm. season four, though, and I'm already like completely sucked in. And I want if I had the time, I would binge watch it in two
yes.
days. We've watched two episodes in 2 days, but I keep seeing stuff on social media about there is a song by Metallica that gets played in it that is now all of a sudden like number one on the charts again.
I think it's is it Master?
Which one is it? Do you know what
it is? Yeah, it's Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
There's also a Kate Bush song.
Oh yeah, and now here's the thing about that.
That's
I have to confess. I don't even know who Kate Bush is.
I don't. That song was recorded legit in 1985.
And I'm a child. I mean, that was fourth grade for me. I mean, wheelhouse. I should know that, shouldn't I?
No, because there's millions of music.
Yeah.
I mean, that song
was Kate. Was it
fantastic.
Was Kate Bush? Was she pop? Was
no,
was
it wasn't that popular.
So it was like an underground song, and now it's becoming a big deal.
Exactly. Well, not all the youth have found it, right?
Yeah.
It's been front and center, and I love and this is similar to like Tarantino where. Don't take, like, I despise when movies or TV shows use popular songs for their either their themes or in their movies, because I feel like with popular songs, you have a set of emotions attached to it.
Right.
Right? Where you're like, okay, it makes you think of this. Whereas you watch a Tarantino or Stranger Things or anything with like music, it's like, wow, like, you know, there are some Tarantino songs that you're like, that's Pulp Fiction.
Oh, the whole soundtrack to Pulp Fiction was one of those ones. Yeah,
even
right?
A Verizon commercial, I still think Pulp Fiction, right? Right. The Vonage or the IP phone calling a couple years ago. That's now defunct technology.
And then the Black Eyed Peas tried to like take that. Yeah. You know, it's like, come on, man, this is a Pulp Fiction song.
It is, but that's what I'm saying though, right? So that's a cool thing about like Stranger Film and pop fiction or pop culture. Is it blends, man, and it recycles and it repeats, and it's so dang cool.
Yeah, and you get to, I discovered a lot of music from those types, because I feel like Pulp Fiction was the one that made soundtracks all of a sudden with movies. You wanted to get the CD right away.
Yeah.
And you started to discover all this music that was before your time because it came out in movies that you liked.
The whole Reservoir Dogs soundtrack.
Yeah,
I've never heard any of those songs in my life.
Yeah. Oh,
any of those songs, right? And then the new...
Hooked on a Feeling.
That Ryan Gosling movie that's like sort of a Deadpool-ish vibe where he's like some Black Ops... government person, and he's getting hunted down by who's good looking dude from Captain America from Marvel.
Yeah, who is that guy? I don't know.
Captain America.
We need Steven here because he knows.
So you're talking about the gray man that just dropped.
Thank you.
And then Chris Evans, yeah.
Yes.
That's America's ass right there.
Yeah, that was good because you know who was great in that? It's flipping Ryan Gosling.
Oh, he's always great. Isn't he
is so fan, and he's so easy on the eyes.
He's handsome, he's talented.
He's got it all.
Some guys have all the luck, like Rod Stewart said. Speaking of good movies, are you excited about this Bullet Train?
Hell yes.
Right?
Hell yes.
This looks like one of those movies where you are on, like, you're just, there's action from the start of it to the finish. There's not going to be any, like, lulls in the movie whatsoever. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. We're going to give away some tickets because we have a private showing tomorrow night at the B&B Theater at 135th Street. We did one of these for Top Gun, by the way. Anybody cry at Top Gun? I don't know if anybody cried at this sequel. No? I didn't cry at this one, as far as you guys know.
I think, like, Stranger Things, it might have been Dusty for a little bit where I was watching that, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm cold-hearted. I don't.
You're not a crier at the movies the way I am.
Yes, I am.
I cry at cell phone commercials.
Okay.
So, anyway, Bullet Train. Tomorrow night, B&B Theaters, let's take the first five callers, Marco, and we'll give a pair away to the first five callers. You cannot, look, this is going to be one of those deals where all the big shots from A10, your Jason Andersons of the world, your Josh Briscoes. I don't know if those guys are specifically going to be there, but a lot of people from the radio station are going to be there tomorrow night. So this isn't the type of deal where you can just walk up and buy tickets at the theater. You got to win these tickets from us right now. The B&B theaters are incredible, family owned and operated, wonderful, buttered popcorn, Coca-Cola or Pepsi product, and the movie tomorrow night. So.
And I know by the B&B theaters by my house in Shawnee, full service bar. And I'm not Pulp Fiction, like, you know, a plastic cup of beer. I'm talking like a glass of beer.
Or like you're in Belgium.
A straight up, right? Exactly.
You can get mayonnaise with your fries,
man,
too, if you want.
Man, drown them in that stuff.
Yeah.
But no, it's a legit bar at the one by our house. I was like shocked, like, because I was just like, okay, they have like, you know, Jack over here, and then there's a whole nother bar and a damn near mixologist.
I'm such a creature of certain habits. I think they have the same thing out here.
Mm-hmm.
Not even I have all I want when I go to the movie theater.
Oh yeah, get a setup.
Is a bag of Twizzlers.
Oh God.
A buttered popcorn.
Oh wow.
And a cola.
A cola. A cola.
A Coca-Cola or a Pepsi, whichever one.
What about an RC cola?
I would take an RC cola. I wouldn't. I'm not turning my nose up at an RC cola.
That's
what I want. I want a big tall one. And I want a buttered popcorn with all of that liquid butter stuff on it.
100%.
Which disgusts my wife because she doesn't want to know. She wants to know why it's still liquid at room temperature. She feels like it should harden. Don't trouble
it's
me.
It's warmed up down in the thingy.
Yeah, it's natural.
In the dispenser.
It's natural. Whatever it is, don't worry about it. Yeah.
I love that, dude. I go to movie theater.
I'm not looking for, I, you know me, I'm not afraid of hitting the booze.
Yeah.
But at a movie, all I want is a soda, a popcorn, and a Twizzler.
That's
my combo. Has been since I was a kid.
Do you ever do the straw and or you know at B&B the you can tell them or I guess any place you could tell them, hey, just fill it halfway,
the right? Popcorn,
the popcorn, right? Yeah. And go get your fat yeah. butt over to the butter.
Yeah.
Do the butter, mm-hmm. right? And then so you get two layers mm-hmm. of it, or the straw thing works too.
Yeah. I used to do the halfway up thing, and now I'm kind of like telling myself I'm slightly healthier by just putting it on the top.
As long as you go to theaters every day, right? I despise that. Like, treat. The first part's the best.
Yeah.
And that stuff, I've never actually seen a movie with popcorn because I crush it in the credits.
Right.
Or like
oh, yeah, 100%.
Like a crackhead. I'm in there for like five. I'm trying to get like the biggest handful. I'm like in the hand just yeah. like gobbling yeah. it up and just.
Yeah.
Unhinging my jaw and just yes. dumping my mouth.
Oh, yeah. So if good. The popcorn lasts through the credits,
right.
That means I showed up to the theater late. That's
yeah,
all
the
that
intro,
means.
Basically.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
Reese's Pieces.
That's yours?
Well, Reese's Pieces or just popcorn and water. Like, I'm simple. Like, I'm very simple. I know my kids would get, like, Sour Patch Kids, and oh, I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah. Okay. Sour candy's not my thing as much, but... Okay, so we got our tickets. We're Bullet Train tomorrow night. We're going to give away tickets to 100 Year Birthday Party here in a little bit as well. But we've got Nick Leckie here, and we've been talking about Orlando Brown Jr. He's here. He says he thought this was a big week to be in camp because the full padded practice these 5 days are big. Your reaction to the news and the fact that that Orlando Brown Jr. is in camp now.
I saw it last night on the evening news, right? Shout out to the 41 crew.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my wife watches, and so that's what I watch.
That's
around,
right.
You know, 5 o'clock-ish.
Yep, yep.
And I saw that, man, and so many thoughts. Like, I was like, that's so cool for him to be like, damn, man. He's like my people are out there working, and I'm back here holding out, and it's like, you know, it's... There's a lot of nonsense going on. He's like, you know what? I didn't feel right. So I'm like, I'm curious, like, if there was some text, like, hey, dude, what's up, man? You come on? Or if he was just sitting there, like, just bored out of his mind and got guilty feelings. So, like, what's the deal with his contract? Did he sign the contract? I didn't read into it. Did he sign the contract, or is it?
Yeah,
is
he signed the tender, yep.
The tender?
Yep.
Okay, so they can still negotiate that.
No, once.
Can they not?
So there was a deadline. Once you get the franchise tag slapped on, you have a certain deadline. I don't remember what the date was a while back to work out an extension. And mm-hmm. if you don't get it done by then your only option, his only option this year is to play under the franchise tag. Mm-hmm. So they can't revisit this until next offseason.
Okay, wow. So, okay, yeah. That's big time.
So he didn't stand to gain anything by holding out. But since he hadn't signed the tender yet, he wasn't like he wasn't getting punished. There was no fine or anything like that because he wasn't under a contract.
Yeah.
So once he signed the tender, then it's like, okay, now you're under contract. You got to be in practice. That was his choice to do it when he did. He could have waited, you know.
Could have, man.
And I was one of those people that thought he ain't going to St. Joe. He's going to use
sure.
this as an opportunity to
for
just miss
sure.
out on all that, and I'll catch you guys when we get to Kansas City. He didn't do that, you know. He decided to show up and be there part of for most of the training camp up there.
And he had every right too with you know his performance so far. Like I said, is he top 10 tackle? Absolutely. Like, who else you want at left tackle? And I love that mentality. Like, I think that that's such a mentality of, all right, we're going for it. Yes, I want a long-term deal. That's the whole point. But at the same time, man, we got a job to do this season. So for him to do that, I was like, that's so cool. That's really that's special.
Steven asked him if he had a chip on his shoulder since he didn't get the money he thought he deserved. Now, he said yesterday when he spoke, it's not about the money. It was about the guarantees. I wasn't satisfied with the guarantees. Well, the guarantees, that's money, right?
Like it was the only money
guaranteed
you can count
money,
on.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it is about the money, but that's, hey, that's what it's a profession. It's your mm-hmm. job. I don't begrudge anybody for, you know, if he had come out and said, yeah, it's about the money. Well, yeah, this is your job. You know, everybody does their job and they want to get paid as much as they can for it. So Steven asked him if he had a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
He said this is no different because he's always had a chip on his shoulder because he even called it out again. He's like, I had like the worst combine performance ever and dropped down to the third round. I've had a chip on my shoulder ever since.
That's right.
Lebo's been critical about him, you know, about how
Oklahoma?
Yeah, because
really?
He thought, well, you know what? He didn't work as hard as he should have getting ready for the combine. That's why I didn't do well. The fact that he's still bringing that up all these years later, what does that tell you? I mean, to me, that says that he did take that personally.
Absolutely, right? He's like, and I took that personally, right?
Yeah.
No, you 100%. I think you have to find, like, because every day sucks, man. Like, when you're in NFL, I think being an O-lineman and D-lineman, right, like, no one ever really intends to do that. It just sort of happens because you're big and you like the buffet. So it is one of those things where you got to kind of figure out ways to get hyped, ways to think about, like, stuff that pisses you off. And that gets you up at 5 in the morning, right? That keeps you coming. That makes you work harder, watch extra film. And I love that, man. I think the best players are the guys who play with chips on their shoulders. Like, look at Drew Brees. I mean, he played with a chip on his shoulder his entire career. You know, he's on top of the world, and he's still playing like a free agent. So, yeah, so that's good. You need that. And I think with talent and desire, that's a good combination. It's a really good combination. And he's got the skill set.
And I've always thought, like, being an offensive lineman in practice,
it sucks. Straight up, dude. O-line, D-lineman, man. We used to, like, commiserate. It was like, I remember at Poland, every team, every season, we'd be talking, like, who enjoys this? Like, not really. Because it's hard, right?
Right.
It's difficult, man.
No.
You're literally micro battles like King Kong, Godzilla, yeah, every play, right? And it's not, you're not laughing and kikiing like the skinny kids, you know, like the wide receivers.
Yeah,
and
they're
backs.
Just playing tag over there.
Basically,
with the ball involved.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Having a good time,
yeah,
right? Doing trick catches and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. It's not, you're working. It's aggressive.
So,
very aggressive.
How much time has anything at all been lost by him missing the first week?
No, nothing. And he had pad practice yet, right?
Mm-hmm. So, like, the first padded practice was Monday.
Okay.
And he got there Monday, so he didn't really practice. So he missed the first padded practice.
And then he left early. It just the transition into the training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's not fully fit yet.
Nah, you haven't met anything. I mean, they had a whole year last year. You know, same old linemen, same quarterback. You know, a few different wide receivers. But yeah,
when would it have gotten to a point where you're like, okay, this is hurting the team? Like, first preseason game?
No.
Even after that,
I would say just give yourself 2 weeks before the first game.
2 weeks.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everyone's training now, man. You know, everyone's staying in shape. You just stay in shape year round.
Yeah.
Like, you might take a month or 6 weeks off after the season. Everyone's in shape now. Like, the remember, training camp is for, like, in the 80s when guys had second jobs and they literally had to get back in shape.
Yeah.
They hadn't touched a weight since last football season.
Yeah, there's a little fitness component to it now, but now it's more about making sure everybody understands the game plan, understands, you know, all that stuff, right?
Exactly. Like, that's it. You know, doing the installs, doing the walkthroughs, mm-hmm, doing all the stuff, the film work where you guys are getting cohesion, and him and Tooney are vets, so they play well off each other. They do.
Okay, so we got good news on the Orlando Brown Jr. front. We will take a break. I'm going to go over some of the comments we had from Dave Tobe and talk some special teams with Nick Leckie as we continue right after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Is this a Leckie request as well? What are we doing here?
It's Marco freestyling.
Marco, what are we doing here?
It's that strange, it's that Kate Bush.
Is that Kate Bush?
Oh, this is that, okay, this is that Kate Bush song, all right.
I guess you haven't gotten to that episode
yet.
No,
I'm only on episode 2, man. Don't give me any spoilers.
No, this isn't a spoiler, but I'm excited to, let me know when you hear this song in the show. Where can you get to that episode?
Yeah, this song's not doing anything for me right now. Maybe if I see in the context of the show, all of a sudden, you know, I'll be more interested.
Maybe that's why it didn't get so popular until 2022.
Yeah, it's not that good of a song, it turns out. I don't know. You got to listen to a song 3 times before you can form a real opinion on it.
All right, so that song, straight up, was recorded in 1985.
Crazy.
It's not a remaster.
Yeah.
It's just here's this vintage vinyl.
Yeah.
I think The Weeknd started this trend recently of taking this 80s synth pop and infusing it now into modern day, right? So if you're an 80s baby or 70s baby, all this music is getting recycled back into into relevant culture.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Just like how mom jeans are becoming popular.
Oh,
again.
My gosh. I can't believe it, dude.
Right?
I watched the episode of Friends, and I'm like, that fit would work right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 100% that. Like, the mid-90s. I'm like, why would you hijack the mid-90s? Like, I lived that time, and I'm like, nobody looks good here.
That's what I'm trying to tell these kids. I told Marco, and I told our intern Marissa yesterday, and they're saying, oh, you sound like an old man. I said, look, learn from our mistakes, man. We had to live through that garbage in the 90s. I was in college, and people were dressing the worst they've ever dressed in their lives.
So bad, dude. I like the...
You're attractive when you're in college. You take advantage of that rare moment in your life. Where, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have that figure forever. Trust
right?
me. You know?
Don't be wearing the big jeans, man.
You know?
I don't know. I'm waiting. Are Jankos are going to be back here pretty soon, man. The wide leg jeans, dude. That's going to be. I'm waiting for
the painter pants to come back. You know, the jeans.
The carpenter
pants.
That's what I'm about to say. Those were the worst.
And the carpenter jorts, maybe even a level higher.
With the weird pocket. With the weird side pocket.
And the little loop thing that just slide a hammer through.
A hammer. I remember the first time seeing someone wearing that and like putting a hammer in there. I'm like, okay, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's a carpenter pants.
Right, right.
Yeah, dude.
It's not just so you can stroll through the hood.
It's high fashion. High fashion. Yeah. You read through magazine covers. I'm like, what is this bagginess?
Mm-hmm.
I like the form fitting era we just ended. Like, I'll
whoever dictates what high fashion is just basically constantly playing a practical joke on us. Let's see if we can get people to wear pants so low that their underwear will be showing, because that was going for a while.
Still going.
Now it's let's see if we can get the waist so high that it's up around the
the navel,
above the navel.
Let's see the navel. Hide the navel with my pantaloons.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's just a constant set of practical jokes being played upon us, and we fall for it.
We're constantly listen. Jacoby Mugatu from Zoolander, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell's character, right? When he was like, I call this collection derelict. And it was homeless people. And he had like homeless fashion.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, and that's what we're doing, man. That's fashion world. I'm like, this is no longer connected to reality.
Yeah.
You know, it really isn't. But in this age, I guess, it's easy to spread information.
It is.
All right. It really is, dude. That's
man.
A trip, dude.
Blame the influencers.
I know, right? But there's got to be some other influencers.
You know, but who is the real influencer?
Zuckerberg.
The person who has somebody else telling them what to post on
you
Instagram
decide
all
that.
The time.
You decide who the influencer is.
Is the influencer really an influencer?
Is this the new chicken or the egg?
Or an influencee? I don't know. Steve
what
stuff.
A cycle.
Man, crazy.
What a cycle.
Hey,
goodness, this is heavy for 9 a.m.
Have you heard about this 100 years of WHB party that's coming up a week from tomorrow?
It's at the Midland, right?
Yeah. It's at the Midland Theater. Can I give you a list of some of the people that'll be there?
Yes.
I've extended a personal invitation to Nick Leckie and his wife to sit at my table. I don't know if you're interested. You probably can table hop to like a much cooler table than mine.
No, I'm good.
Well, you might once you hear these names, you might be like, yeah, hey, peace, Nate. Thanks a lot for the invite, but I'm gonna sit over here where the cool kids are. But I'm trying to make my table cooler. There's a guy named Bill Snyder coming.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
We talked about this too. I'm like, I know this. That's why. Yes.
Yeah.
I told you he's going to be early.
Dude, I
love him.
I am fascinated by Bill Snyder. I'm fascinated by all like tremendous coaches. And it is pretty remarkable the level of coaches that we get to be around here. From like I'm thinking back to when I first started working in this, but I got to see a little bit of the Marty Schottenheimer deal. To me, he's an all-time great. Dick Vermeil, you know, Hall of Fame guy. Andy Reid, Bill Self, Bill Snyder.
Mm-hmm. The Bills.
I mean, Peter Vermes, being around him, champion level guys. Bill Snyder. I'd never gotten to spend really any like direct one-on-one time with him, you know, because there's an intimidation factor with Bill Snyder. And, you know, since I'm a KU guy and he's a K-State guy and all that stuff, but I think I've told you this before. One of the things that always like that really hit me, because I was conditioned, because I was in high school when he really kind of started there.
Yeah.
And then I was in college when he started kicking KU's ass, and I really didn't like that, you know? So you find all these reasons to dislike the guy, right? And then you get older and you realize, man, if that dude was my coach, I would like kiss the ground that he walks on. You know what I mean? And so you start to appreciate it from a different level. Like, this guy has done incredible things for the state of Kansas and for the university and all that. And then I got to ride with Bob Davis to his induction to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
and we're driving up there in the car, and I'm just giddy because, you know, Bob Davis was a childhood hero of mine, and I'm getting to go watch him get inducted to the Hall of Fame. And he goes, guess who I got a handwritten note from in the mail this week?
Get out.
Bill Snyder.
Sideways in a purple felt tip
Bill
pen.
Snyder sent the voice of the Jayhawks a handwritten note congratulating him on getting inducted into the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And that thing right there made me go, dude, what a that's
classy.
That's it. That's Bill Snyder. And so when we started putting this together, and we were putting together like the list of, okay, who can we get? Like, what big names do we need to have there? And I was thinking, man, is there any way we can get Bill Snyder to come to this thing? And, you know, Stan Weber is obviously a buddy of ours. And so we hit him up like, dude, can you get a hold of Coach Snyder? Yeah. And so he's coming. How cool is that, man?
That's so cool. I'm excited, man.
Gary Pinkel's going to be there. Bill Self's going to be there.
I like that, man. That's
so. And you're going to be there. So what do you think it's going to be like having Bill Snyder up? Now that he's like, you know, he's retired.
Yeah.
Is he going to, because he was always so close to the vest about everything as a coach.
He's opening up, man. Is he back on Twitter?
I don't know.
Because he had an amazing Twitter account five, 6 years. And it was like, you could tell it wasn't like professionally run.
Yeah.
It was him. Because he was like down at like the Manhattan like RC train store or like, you know, hanging out. Like, and I was expecting a selfie of him, you know, on the golf course with his suit on, you know, type thing. But it's, I mean, just an awesome, awesome human being, dude. And talk about, gotta be arguably the best coaching job, just based off history at K-State and what it was and where it turned around to, and did it the right way, right? Did it the absolute right way where you're thinking, okay, something's gonna happen. No, man, he just ran a good program and was disciplined. You know, the whole cat time thing, you had to be early to places, you know, still resonates. And that was his thing. The pitch wasn't come here playing NFL. The pitch was, hey, man, come here. We'll teach you to be a human being and an adult and a man when you leave this place. And the football thing be up to you how hard you work. It's that easy.
So he is still on Twitter. His most recent tweet came on July 6th about Lon Kruger getting inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. So very, very thoughtful, nice thing there. And then I'm looking back, and pretty much every tweet is a holiday-based tweet. Got one from Father's Day, some very thoughtful things about fathers, one from Memorial Day, one from Mother's Day. So he's kind of waiting for holidays, you know, to drop some tweets.
Right,
but he's still on there.
Yeah, he just wants, he's not giving you diary stuff. He's like, man, wait for the book. I'm telling you, what I'm looking forward to is book. Whenever he puts out a book, this dude, he used to have this like digital tape recorder thing. Mm-hmm. And like his felt tip and take notes, and he would be talking into that thing. Like that would be, that to me are like the crown jewels of K-State, are the Bill Snyder recordings. Like Lecky's a nitwit, like what are you doing, like type. But that's how he would curse. Like he'd be cursed.
Did
like,
he call you a nitwit ever?
Oh man, that's when I knew I just got MF. Like it's
really,
like, I see Lecky nitwit or something. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
What type of thing would you have done to get Coach Snyder to call you a nitwit?
Just if you mess up on a play,
like forget the play
or,
call.
Yeah, something like that, like type thing. And he's frustrated, mm-hmm. So yeah. But it was gentle, right? It was very like, it was subtle. Like if he swore, like I've only seen him get real mad probably in my time there, like maybe two or three times where he was like pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no, man, you just knew what to expect.
Okay, so he's gonna be there.
That's so cool.
As I said, you know, Bill Snelf. That's Bill Snyder and
Nick,
Bill Self
Nick
put together.
Buckley,
could
Nick
you imagine
Buckley?
If you combined the powers of Bill Self and
no.
Bill Snyder?
Bro, I give Bill Self his credit, dude. Like, because a lot of cats can get top five recruiting classes, but this fool just wins, just stays winning.
Well,
man.
And then this team that he just won the national championship with didn't have any of those guys.
I'm telling you, listen, I tell all my KU people, like, your best years are the years when there's no expectations.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's like when there's like nothing and it's like they got chips on their shoulder to play on.
Yeah, that was like Christian Brown kept saying to Self all year long. Well, not bad for a team with that needs to get more athletic and all that stuff, because, you know, those guys took that personal.
Right.
Again.
Right.
But so Self and Snyder, Gary Pinkel, that's it, like in terms of the most legendary college coaches in the area. All kinds of great names. Matt Beasler, Dustin Colquitt, Willie Nelson, Trent Green, Graham
what?
Zusi.
Wait, hold on. Willie Nelson?
Willie Wilson. Did I say Willie Wilson?
I was like,
oh my gosh, that would
I was
be
like,
amazing.
What? I'm going.
I'm
going to
take this
care.
Party in a complete different direction. Yeah, there is going to be live music from the Accidental Moguls, though. I don't know if you know that. You know, Stephen St. John's band, Richie St. John's band.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be playing. I mean, there's just it's a very long. Everybody is going to be there, and so we're going to give away a couple tickets, a couple pairs of tickets to this event right now. There's another thing, you can't just buy tickets online or anything like that. This is a special event at the Midland next Thursday night. 100 years of broadcasting of 810 WHB, the radio station that invented the top 40 music format.
810
back in
810?
The day. 810 WHB did that back
invented
in the
top 40 format. Really?
Yeah. Jason Justice to give you all the details. Famous DJ. It was a music station at the time, back before FM became the venue for music. And did research that the public consciousness could really remember about 40 songs.
Yeah.
At a time that they were like that you'd have a like a that you'd want to listen to. Mm-hmm. So he'd figure out what are the top 40 songs that people want to hear, and we'll just play those 40 songs over and over again
what
all day.
What a concept.
Right?
What a concept.
Boom. American Top 40, all that stuff came. Anyway, so the history of this radio station is incredible. It's been sports for a little over 20 years.
100 years?
Yeah. Think about that.
I don't even know the math on the radio.
Yeah, right?
It's two lifetimes.
Yeah. You know, 1922.
When was the radio? 1800, 1700s?
Marconi like invented it in the late 1800s, I believe.
Did you not just hear that song?
Marconi does the mamba. That's from, was that Jefferson Starship? Who did that song?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Marco has no clue right
now.
Yeah,
we built this city on rock and roll.
That's Starship.
Jefferson Starship?
What's the difference? Were those two different things?
I know one did White Rabbit and one did
Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah,
was there a Jefferson Airplane and a Jefferson Starship?
Shows or albums?
They're musical groups.
I think
musical acts.
I'm
musical
this
acts
all so badly right now.
So
oh my
bad.
God!
It's a great song.
I do remember having to study in journalism school the Marconi inventing radio, and I think it was the late 1800s, but. 1922 was when 810 WHB got their FCC license and became a thing. So that's why the birthday party's happening.
Roaring 20s.
And here's the problem. We just gave away 5 tickets to Bullet Train for tomorrow night. And I looked over, and Marco looked as if his brain might be melting through
struggling.
His eyes. And so I was like, dude, I'm sorry. Was that too much to do the 5 tickets? And he's complaining about the complexities of your last names, people. So call us if your last name is Smith. Or Johnson
don't,
or something really
apply.
Easy, just call now.
No, don't
we don't want any...
I need all you people from Strawberry Hill.
I was going to say, all my friends from Strawberry and Polish Hill, don't call right now. Marco can't handle your names.
Right.
My Polakovich friends, let's see.
Yeah, like...
The Satoloviches.
18 consonants and like 2 vowels. Exactly.
All the people I went to Bishop Ward with are not allowed to call right now, or Marco might quit on the job.
Straight up, right? Yeah, he's writing furiously over there.
We will take the next 2 callers. Will get a pair of tickets to see the 100-year birthday party at the Midland.
That's going to be fun, man. That's going to be a fun time, dude.
Dude, it's fun. And you know what's fun about Kansas City, too, is when you run through this list, all the people that have chosen to make this town home, like yourself.
Yeah.
You're not
real.
From here.
I'm from Texas, man. I'm born and raised in Grapevine, Texas.
But you're from here now.
Well, I'm home is here now.
Yeah.
Home is here now. Yeah.
But do you walk around the neighborhood telling everybody, I'm actually from Grapevine, Texas. I'm not from here.
It depends, man. Yeah. Like people are like when I'm on vacation, be like, where are you from? Like, oh, we live in KC.
Yeah.
You know, like, where are you from? I'm from near Funky Town.
Yeah.
Right. I'm from Grapevine. That's what we call
you're
Fort Worth.
You're not that close to Funky Town.
Bro, Fort Worth? There's like, I'm like equal distance from Dallas and like Fort Worth. So,
yeah, which is an hour. Everything's an hour away from everything.
Now
in
it
Dallas.
Is with traffic. When I was growing up, it was just 30.
Is that right?
It was just a quick 30. It's a hot shot anywhere, dude. No, dude, so much tradition here. I love it because I like the scene in Casino with De Niro, right? Where the mob is running stuff out of KC to set up Vegas. Like, Vegas was set up here. Mm-hmm. You know, along with top 40 radio format.
Yeah.
And that's another.
Kansas City jazz era. It's all here.
The jazz thing is underrated.
100%. The coolness of a town can be usually drawn like a direct line to their music scene and their food scene.
Yeah.
Tell me Kansas City's not a cool town then, if those are the two criteria.
Barbecue and Mexican food here?
Unbelievable.
Stupid.
There's a great Italian food in this town.
It's on the come up too, man. There's a bunch of Italian spots here that are like I always say this, like, okay, could this be in LA? Yes. And then it works. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like, this could thrive there.
Okay, let's get to some special teams talk real quick before we run out of time. Dave Tobe
recruited me in high school out of Missouri.
Unbelievable.
Dave Tobe did.
Amazing stuff. And he's one of those guys too. Like it's crazy to me how much some of the assistant coaches will tell us. Since Andy Reid doesn't tell us anything, you know, but like Spags gets up there and he gives you real information. Yeah. Tobe was dropping names left and right yesterday about things. So I want to run a couple by you. This Isaiah Pacheco kid everybody's talking about him. Adam Teicher told us he's getting reps with the second team running backs. Like Ronald Jones might not make this roster in this Isaiah Pacheco. 216 pounds, runs a 4.37 40, and he gets north and south. And Dave Tobe says he's going to be the number one guy to return kickoffs in the first preseason game. And he thinks kind of Byron Pringle-ish, get up the field, be strong, and if we block it the right way, he can house some things. This name might comes with some baggage, so I'm a little hesitant, but I'm just talking about the guy on the field as a kick returner. Tamarick Vanover's 220 pounds and could fly, and he did some big things. Now, like he did some other things off the field, but let's set that aside. This is the football player guy thing. I'm intrigued by somebody that big and that fast. But he's a seventh-round pick. How about a seventh-round pick turning heads this quick in camp? Does that surprise you?
No, it never surprises me because there's always one or two late-round rookies, right? Or anybody who's mm-hmm. Who's a vet, whatever. But like in camp, like to me, I think the best storylines that I actually take seriously out of camp are Dave Tobe's words and special teamers, because the Chiefs and Andy Reid, they have a habit of making players. If you can make it special teams, if we can trust you special teams, that's how you earn the backup role. And then mm-hmm. if you can earn that backup role and be consistent and be relied upon, then you can become a starter. I mean, look at Byron Pringle. Byron Pringle is the blueprint. Yep. Wide receiver, free agent, right? And makes mm-hmm. a team through special teams and being consistent. They trust him to return punts and kicks. And all of a sudden, man, he got paid. You know, he got a little bit of money. So that's the cool thing. And Dave Tobe, it's weird because – honestly, sometimes this is kind of archaic, but now it's getting whatever. Special teams position, kind of, you really didn't take that coach seriously. Like, I did.
Right.
A lot of guys, though, would be like, special teams, like, chill. Yeah. But, like, that's how you make the squad.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a backup, that's how you differentiate yourself, right? And that's how you say in evaluation time, final cut down, okay, this guy's a backup. Okay, great. So, is this okay, but this guy plays on punt. This guy, punt return, kick return. Like, he's a guy for us. He's a four-core, is what they call a special teamer.
And that's if you're the type of person that could size up a situation at all, you look at the dynamic of that coaching staff and you realize this is a special teams coach that has real power on his team. He's going to make some roster choices.
And he's intimidating.
Is he?
He's so intimidating.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
He recruited me in high school out of Mizzou, right? And I'm, and he'd come in, and I'm like, geez, this guy's scary.
Just because he's so intense?
Yes.
Because,
he's intense. And as a special teamer, like, where you can trust your special teams coach, and he's got a good plan, good strategy, and consistency over the long haul, it's awesome.
So another one of the guys that he called out, Elijah Lee, he said has been outstanding.
See, these are the good storylines, man. This is, what did he say about him?
He just said that he's been outstanding so far, and they're looking at him as a possible four-core guy.
Jeez. See, that's
what
you
need,
though.
For him, right?
Yeah, that's what you need. You need that
local kid.
Oh, that's cool. Like local?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, from Kansas City area, you know?
Oh, that's so cool. You love that, too. I always love the local storyline, right? Ryan Lilja was one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always love that local storyline thing. I think it plays so well. It really does. It really does.
And first team all Big 12, you know? Kansas State from 2014 to 2016. Went to Blue Springs High School. You know, we'll see. We'll see if he makes it. We'll take a break. Were the names okay this time on the ticket giveaway, Marco? Did you have some more complicated ones?
No. I thought the first one was going to be complicated. The guy laughed when I had asked for it. And
begrudging.
Is it Galakowicz?
It sounded harder than it was spelled. So that was nice. And the last one was too. It was like a Smith last name.
Okay. Well, good. Well, keep listening for your opportunity to win tickets to the 100 year birthday celebration. Back to wrap things up on this edition of the Border Patrol with Nick Leckie in studio right after this. We'll be right back. I just spent the commercial break reliving the St. Peter's Cathedral 8th grade football team I was a part of that did not win a game.
The 08 Lions.
Did not win a game, but we had a lot of school pride.
Okay.
You know, Cathedral. Back in those days. Let's get back to...
I'd love to see you in those pants. Dude. It's probably back in there where you had to thread the belt through your pants and the hip pad. Those dry bike hip pads were... Oh, my God, those things just...
My thigh pads were bigger than my thighs. way bigger than my thighs. And I remember, I caught one touchdown pass. It was against Visitation.
Okay.
And a fake 32 dive was the name of the play. You know, fake the 32 and a little tight end sneaking...
You snuck through.
Oh, yeah. Nobody was paying attention
you
to me. And my dad's favorite part of that story was the fact that I caught the pass, and there was nobody within 10 yards of me, so I'm taking off towards the end zone while alternating which arm I'm carrying the ball in so I could pull my pants up as I'm taking it to the house, baby.
House call,
for my one house CYO call. Touchdown.
Dude, that's awesome.
House call. All right, so what are you... What needs to be done in this? Doesn't this seem like a completed roster now that you've got Dunlap and you've got Brown there? Is there anything else that you think is missing from this Chiefs roster going into the season?
No, I'm excited to see what they can do, right? Like, to me, it's like, I honestly, and I'll say this right now, I'll go on record. I think this wide receiving core is going to be better than last year. I think because they're not going to know. Yeah, write it down. Mark it. Put a timestamp.
Take a picture.
I'm not just blowing smoke. I think this addition, it's going to force them. Like, I think Tyreek is such a bright spot to game plan around, but then also on the flip side, defenses to focus on as well. So now you have all these other guys. Like, I think honestly, as a whole, wide receiving room got better, and I'm excited to see that. And I'm excited to see the vibe, see how they do. And you got a bunch of vets who want to work hard, man, and I love that. Absolutely love that, dude. They fit right into the culture. Let's buckle down. Let's work.
I'm with you. And I think a big part of it, I think Mecole Hardman's going to take a big step forward this year. I think Sky Moore is going to be a very good addition. And I think, like you said, you have no idea where the ball is going to go every time they snap it.
You don't. And so it'll be the opposite of last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
And Thursday night.
Yes.
Hopefully, I'm so hoping you'll still sit at my table.
I will.
I'm just afraid you're going to get there and be like, you know, it was fun talking to you, Nate, but I gotta sit over here.
Hey, Nick Buckley. Sorry.
Sorry, Ned Berger.
I gotta go over here.
Marco, we good? All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow right here on the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.